Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
I want to do a couple of stories on, real estate, restaurant, business news in the area just quickly first. Saying goodbye to Komensky's Market in Duryea. It has closed after 105 years. It had been established back in 1920. Known for its kielbasa and large selection of meats. So there was a Facebook post by owners of the business. It said, "All good things must come to an end. Yes, it is true. We have decided to close the store. This was not an easy decision, but at this time, it's the best decision for us. We thank you for all your support, especially after my brother passed away in 2019. We appreciate each and every one of you." So, there's a sign on the door that says, "Please be advised, the store is no longer open. Thank you for your support over the years." Their slogan in their advertisements, according to the Citizen's Voice, "Kielbasa is our specialty." It was a frequent award winner at the Plymouth Alive Kielbasa Festival.
Well, if you're not, you're not in the kielbasa business, because that is where it thrives.
I believe Johnny L. might actually be wearing a shirt today from that. Am I right or no? I think so. I noticed he was wearing his kielbasa shirt.
I knew there was a reason.
There you go. That's why. So a lot of people were lamenting the loss of Komensky's. Even the Duryea Police Department, with a tribute post today, "We say goodbye to a true piece of Duryea history, Komensky's Market. It's been more than just a store. It's where families shopped for holiday dinners, neighbors caught up, and generations of memories were made." West Pittston's Facebook page also paying homage to them as well. So you hate to see something that's been there for so long. So many places, that it happens, and it's sad to see. Meanwhile, demolition has begun on the former bowling alley, Stanton Lanes. This one was in the news this week in Wilkes-Barre. So they started this demolition on the former Stanton Lanes. Many, many, many of you have fond memories, right? It was a very popular bowling center, but the doors were shut back in July of 2018.
There was, sad for a while, huh?
Yeah. In 2021, a Baptist church in Wilkes-Barre applied for a zoning variance to establish a church and a community center on the site. But the board did vote to approve variance requests, allowing it to move forward. I don't know where we're at with that whole thing. But repair work never materialized.
Right.
And the condition just got worse and worse.
You can tell going on their Facebook page. I was just kind of curious to see pictures or whatever. What are the sign of the times as a business? Their email address, StantonLanes1@AOL.com. Like, that's such right. a...
That's
like,
how long.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Huh? Right. So they've had complaints. The city administrator said Mount Zion acquired a demolition permit for the building in July, and the demolition is, you know, now underway. So what do we do? What happens next? No one knows what will happen at the site. So we'll see. Will they construct something new there for the church? But they are taking it down, which people, you know, are glad to see, even though it's sad. You know, you say goodbye to places that used to be a big part of the area. Also, another story in the news business-wise is that family-owned business that already has three spots in Lackawanna County will open a fourth next year. Benny's has its first bar and restaurant in Blakely. Also, it's right on the main drag in South Abington Township. And then in the Green Ridge section of Scranton has a location as well.
That's a more recent one, I believe.
Right. That one was March 2024.
Okay. Yeah.
So the closing of the sale of the former Kildare's Irish Pub Railroad Yard restaurant and bar, that property on Jefferson Avenue, is going to be taken over by Benny's. The co-owners will be putting it there. And the Scranton Times Tribune has this artist rendering, you know, image of the planned design. Looks very nice, but they are going to be... putting that location looks larger than certainly the one that I've seen in the South Abington area. Yeah, that's more of on a strip mall area.
The Blakely location is, I've plenty of times been over there. They get, you know, bands in the backyard. It's not the biggest location, right, but it's more of a traditional place. The other ones are small, almost like strip mall.
Yes. So they say, according to the article in the Scranton Times Tribune, going for a sports bar theme. They say, we do entertainment at our Green Ridge location. It does well. We're keeping our eyes open for getting good live music in there and the surrounding area. So that seems like a good place.
I always like seeing places. It's weird when you start getting to this point where you start expanding the local business. At what point do you become a chain? But no, they've slowly grown, and they're doing it the right way, apparently, because people are...
Things are working out for
them.
Yeah,
it's becoming a name for that type of bar food and stuff like that in the area. Good for them.
So a whole bunch of different news regarding real estate. Some good, some sad, right? That's how it goes. What else? There was something else we were going to talk about, and I went, the debate last night.
Yeah, that's
okay. Lackawanna County. So there's a special election coming up, and we have three candidates, a Democrat, a Republican, and an Independent, to fill the McGloin vacancy. Brenda Sacco is there now and will be there for less than 2 weeks. And whether she stays in that spot, she would like to keep the seat. And so that sounds like there could be some legal arguments continuing about whether the special election is illegal or not. They've lost a few rounds on that front. But that became a big topic because of, I believe, the cryptic answers from Chris Patrick, who was and is the executive chairman of the Democrat committee in Lackawanna County, talking about waiting to see what happens in the election to know what happens next with Brenda Sacco. So the three candidates were at this debate yesterday, and we're asked about it. And we have a couple of answers for you that'll help us out.
Yeah, the gist of this question is pretty much, will they serve out their term if they win? Because suddenly that's not a thing, at least the speculation
said
so.
There was concern that especially the Democrat picked one might, some people thought, would he step down and allow her to finish it out? Yeah, so let's go to Tom Welby, first Democrat nominee.
To be clear, if I'm lucky enough to be elected and the election is certified, I will be serving as county commissioner until the end of this term. And I believe that when this special election was dictated and mandated by the court, that overrides anything else. And with all due respect, if Brenda were to pursue it, Brenda's an incredibly talented and intelligent person. And if she chooses to pursue that, she certainly has every right to do that if she feels that she has that responsibility or ability to do that.
So he is telling everyone clearly, if I win this election, I intend to stay the course all the way through the end of January 2028. Independent Michael Cappellini on that question.
When we talk about the special election, I mean, you know, for any three of us to sit here and talk about it is speculation at this point. What I do know is that the special election was definitely decided on two separate courts. I actually sat in court and defended the special election myself. I was cross-examined by the Democratic committee's attorney. And I fought very hard to ensure that each and every one of your voices were heard. So if it does come to the point where there is some kind of challenge, I can promise you immensely that I am here to serve as your county commissioner and to ensure that the voice of the people is heard.
Okay. So also, and I don't think we're going to have a lot of time here, so we will just let you know. When it comes to the question about reassessment, Michael Capellini, he is the independent running. He has stated that he believes the reassessment should be implemented as it has been on course. It should not be changed. So he doesn't stray from the position of Democrat Bill Gaughan. When it comes to implementation for the other two candidates, both Chet Murley, the Republican, and Tom Welby, the Democrat, would both like to see a delay in the process. And there are questions about whether legally it can or can't. And neither of them is confident in what legally would happen. But they believe that it's worth trying to delay because they feel that people need more time to understand exactly how it will impact them.
Yeah, how much they're going to owe. One of the arguments that was kind of made, and it was interesting, there's no gain for the county. You know, taxes aren't going to go up. So since it's all going to be even, what's the problem by slowing it down a little bit?
One of the arguments is that there are a number of people who aren't paying
enough.
What they should.
Correct.
There
Absolutely.
Are some who are overpaying. And so you're allowing what is, but I get the idea of the assessments being appealed. And if you are getting a high number of people that they are lowering the assessments after the appeals, it does make you wonder how much of them are accurate. Now, we had Gaughan and the assessment director in here. You can still appeal as we go into the new year once you get, you know, your bills and such. So the appeals process can still continue. It's just the process right before that implementation, you know, ended. They had an end date on that. But it's an interesting discussion. And I think because people don't know how it really is impacting them, it's hard for them to answer whether they wanted to continue or not. EJ, bring in the sunshine as well to talk about local high school football. Hi, EJ.
Hi, Nancy. Hi, Jason. How are we?
Hi, sunshine. Or what did you say? Bring the sunshine? There he is here. Sunshine. Good morning. How are you, bud?
I'm doing wonderful, man. This is the final week. I'm excited for my game. I'm going back home. There's
a
lot of games to cover.
Final week of regular season.
Yeah, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
This
How
is
did it happen that fast?
Regular season.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It is wild. All right, there are some big games that you want to talk about here. I know there were some that happened yesterday, but as we look at this weekend, what big game? All right, big game I see here is one for tonight, Pittston area, Wyoming area. We are talking two teams with the same record, 8-1. That's big.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And here's the thing about Pittston area and Wyoming area. There are three rivalries in the Wyoming Valley Conference that are nasty and are some of the best and most entertaining football. Pittston area is on that list of one of those three. And the fact that they're both 8-3 and have the literal exact carbon copy teams, this is going to be a complete dogfight. And if Pittston area wins, they solidify themselves as the champs of that conference and the champs of their pretty much winning their one seed. Wyoming area, if they win, could shake up the playoffs because, well, they go into it 9-1 and they play Scranton Prep, at least as of right now, makes things interesting. Mm-hmm. So
that's a big game. So that's tonight at 7:00, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. So other games that are going on today. There's Berwick at Tunkhannock tonight.
Yes. And listen, Tunkhannock has home advantage. They've also they have been able to stop the run slightly decent, and they do have some offensive pieces. But the bigger thing is Berwick. If they win tonight, and anything is possible, will go undefeated after last year having the disaster of a season they had last year and the year before. They could go undefeated, which is insane.
Mm-hmm. It sure is. All right, another game, Greater Nanticoke, Hanover area tonight.
Right, right. And look at, see, these two teams, the record kind of doesn't say this was a great game.
No, it's a huge disparity. Call, yeah, it's a very big disparity.
This is the Sansui struggle. It's another rivalry. It's one of those three that I mentioned. And it's a huge one in the Wilkes-Barre area. So, like I said, it doesn't matter the record in a game like this. There have been upsets. I mean, I remember a year Hanover area had two wins all year, mm-hmm. and they went in and they won by multiple scores.
So anything could happen. Yeah, anything could happen.
Goes.
I went to Lackawanna Trail. Big fan. Great football team. Looks like they are taking on Riverside at Riverside tonight. Another game with two similar records, 8-1 each.
Yes, and again, two teams that have been so competitive in the recent years that they're turning into slow rivals. And I'll tell you what, both teams' defenses have been fantastic. And this is a good test for Lackawanna Trail, I think, because they're playing a team that's not huge, but slightly bigger than them. And I always said, if there's anybody who's going to make it out of District 2 and go far in the playoffs, I think it's Trail. We'll see if they can make it.
Mm-hmm. We shall. All right. And North Pocono, another undefeated team, is going to be playing at Scranton Prep tonight. So that's going to be a big one.
Yeah, North Pocono is in a very good position, and they have a little bit harder, not a knock on Burke, they have a little bit harder of a final game to go undefeated. Scranton Prep, who's turned the Jets on as of recently, and Prep has the home advantage. So I guess we will see, but if they do, North Pocono will be undefeated. And by the way, I think they're the best in District 2 right now. The only way that I think Trail may go farther is because 4A, where North Pocono is kind of stacked at the state level.
Yeah.
So we keep that in mind.
I see that. I see you're covering one that's near and dear to your heart tonight, right?
I am. You know, I fought so hard to get this game because, you know, I haven't really gone back to a Dallas game since they started sending me everywhere else. And this is a big one. A rivalry game, the old shoe game, has been played since the mid-1930s. There's a whole long
backstory. And this is Lake Lehman, by the way. I just want to make sure people know what we're talking about. You mentioned Dallas. It's Lake Lehman at Dallas. Both of them, 4 wins, 5 losses.
Yes, yes. And you know what? Both of these teams have the same record, but not only that, they, just like Wyoming area and Pittston area, are carbon copies of each other. Fantastic offenses, like explosive offenses, and slightly weaker defenses. So I guess we're going to see a big bunch of fireworks. This should be fun because both teams hate each other, and this one's for the shoe. It's not just for a win. It's for the shoe.
I like those
very
old school things.
Thing back here.
I love that stuff.
And then we're moving into playoffs where things get really fun. So big, big weekend here.
Absolutely,
excited.
Absolutely. And looking to the playoff picture really quickly, 1A has been decided. We heard breaking news, I believe it was yesterday, that Holy Cross has decided to drop. So Nativity BVM from down in Allentown is going to get the 4 seed in 1A. A couple of other things. Really quickly, Scranton Prep and Hanover area mm-hmm. are fighting for that 3 seed. If Prep loses and Hanover wins, there's a chance that they get into the 3 seed depending on other results. North Pocono clinched already, and Pittston area has officially, well, they've clinched the 1 seed, but Abington and Delaware Valley could shuffle around still technically. And the bottom seeds in 5A, Wyoming Valley West and West Scranton, based on wins and losses, is going to be a little interesting. If West Scranton wins and Valley West loses, they're in the playoffs. If not, Valley West will retain the 4 seed. And 6A is a little interesting because we saw Scranton play yesterday. Mm. They will now play Williamsport next week in the playoffs. We'll go over the
Good
playoffs
stuff.
Next week as things set
right,
up.
We got to run, but have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy it. I know how much you do, and we will talk to you soon, okay?
All righty. Take care, guys.
Care, EJ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Promoting and advancing the craft and microbrew culture in Northeast PA. This is another edition of
The Friday Beer Buzz!
And the Friday Beer Buzz powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. They have the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers. Growlers and crowlers and 43 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. Lindo Sabatini's with us. Good morning.
What's happening?
What's up?
What's going on?
How are you? What's
hey,
new?
What the heck is
I'm that? Great. It's a good morning.
It's a good morning for
it's
me,
a good
too.
Morning.
Nancy, how is it for you?
How you doing over there, Nancy?
Oh,
the
well.
Friday Beer Buzz!
Nancy's reading. What are you reading, Nancy?
I was just looking at this. Nothing. You don't want to know what I'm looking at. So you had more than one word to say today, so that's good so far.
Yeah, it's been good.
It's a good. We've got Halloween this weekend. You know, the last weekend before the big holiday. Do people dress up at all coming in or
in the bar? You'll get some people that are, especially that since it's on a Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be a Friday.
You'll
it's
get people
be fun.
Dripping in before their parties and coming out, coming back after their parties. That kind of stuff we'll see. But
yeah.
The big thing is all the pizza orders, like, are going to be. Sevens and tens, and
yes.
Large orders,
parties,
to go.
Get-togethers, yeah, and like you said, to have Halloween on a Friday is kind of cool. So it'll really be great for the partying because it's always weird when you have one like it's like Tuesday. Like, what are you gonna do? You
yeah,
wait,
you
and
wait.
Then it feels like you're like. It's like not the same thing.
I just hope my kids don't have that expectation that it's Friday. We're going to go out. My kids have decided to trick or treat as well. So maybe I'll just come out to your place.
Well, yeah, go and trick or treat with them. Let them be kids.
Because they don't ever come in with like a trick or treat, like an adult trick or treat and expect to get a beer?
No, not a beer. But
but
they
a candy bar.
They do come in looking for candy. And I'm like, eh.
Yeah, it's not like that gives you the weirdness, doesn't it?
Breaking the law,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out of here.
Get off my business.
Get out of here.
Get off my business. Property. It's against the law. All right, back to you. Halloween's on a Friday. Good point.
So what else is happening? Is there anything big coming up? Or
Yeah, Halloween's on a Friday.
I know that.
How about
sometimes
this?
Sometimes you do some tonight. Cool
tonight's
fun
gonna
things.
Tonight's gonna be pretty fun because we have Wyoming area Pittston area game.
I was, and you know what? Get, and while you were like making fun of me looking, I was looking because I know we talked about. I have my football notes, yeah. And he was talking about the rivalry, and I know that's in your neighborhood.
So
there.
We're going to get a lot of Pittston area people before the game. We normally do, and then after the game, we're going to get a lot of Wyoming.
So what's
area.
It called, that rivalry? If the other one is the Sansui struggle,
this is the this? I think they call it the bridge game or battle okay. of the bridge or something okay. about the bridge in between the going across the river.
So you'll get a lot of people just for that.
Yeah, so that'll be fun tonight too.
Nice. So lots of pizza orders.
Yeah.
Yeah, in theory, right?
And then afterwards, there'll be a lot of beer.
A lot of beer.
Yeah. Beer.
Yeah, we have beer news, and we're going to come back. We got the featured beer.
This one's up my alley.
It is?
Yes, because it's dark.
I don't know if it's up my alley because I don't drink until after this. Beer news.
Beer.
News.
Hey, everybody, and happy Friday. It is Bill from MyBeerBuzz.com.
MyBeerBuzz.com.
4.0 with your Friday Beer Buzz News of the Week. This week, Harpoon Brewery continues its collaborations with Dunkin', and that will continue with a beer called Brown Sugar Shaken Espresso Stout. That will be a nitrogen-charged stout brewed with Dunkin' Espresso and brown sugar. The beer hits 6% ABV. It will be packaged in 12-ounce cans. Trogs is working on a beer that I'm excited to try called Chocolate Elf, and it's a blend of Mad Elf and Grand Cacao, and it will be brewed with honey, cherry, cacao nibs, vanilla, and milk sugar. That beer hits 8.7% ABV, and it will be packaged in 12-ounce cans for a holiday release. Bell's Brewery is working on a 40th Anniversary Expedition Stout. That beer will be aged in bourbon barrels, it will hit 13.9% ABV, and it will be packaged in 12-ounce bottles. That is your Friday Beer Buzz News of the Week. As always, you can click on the Breaking Beer News tab on MyBeerBuzz.com.
MyBeerBuzz.com.
For the latest details.
Thank you. It's a Friday Beer Buzz. 4.0. New website. Check it out.
Now, the beer is a dark beer, which I love. What do you think, Jason?
It's not bad. Everyone's looking at me like something.
I think it's good.
Well,
it's good.
He saw the can, and there's a word on the can that gives him like shivers.
What is it?
Do you taste there's something added to
this? Is it making your belly warm?
No, it's not that.
Okay.
I got to be honest. I went into this very skeptical because I was like, this is my arch.
Is it coconut?
It's coconut.
Oh, yeah. It's coconut.
It doesn't taste coconutty at all, though.
It's a mild
not
coconut.
At all.
You have to kind of look for the coconut, but it's there. This is an iconic beer for
very
us.
Very good.
That we've had a lot of guests looking for this beer for a long time because Oscar Blues Brewery has not made Death by Coconut. In a couple of years.
So it's Oscar Blues Death by Coconut.
Yes.
And I think you just don't like the texture of coconut.
Yeah, I've always said if you give me a chocolate cake with one flake of coconut, I'll find it. It's like the needle in the haystack in a cake. This is delicious, and I don't taste any coconut.
I mean, I get the texture of coconut. That flake is kind of like leathery or whatever, however you want to describe it.
It's squishy. It's squishy and it feels like there should be like moist, but there's no liquid in it. It's the whole thing's confusing to me.
I love it.
So when you stick it in a liquid, then it's okay because it's already liquidy.
Well, it's just liquidy. It doesn't have that dryness or that.
Plus, coconuts were created in such a way that we should have just been like, I mean, look at it. We can't get into that thing. But we were like, we fought to get into these things.
It's worth the wait.
You say so.
This is. It's mild coconut. It's not like you are not eating.
No, you're not even.
You're not
unless someone tells you it, once you hear it, you can kind of taste it, but you would not be like, hey, this is coconut.
So this is a, they're calling it an Irish style porter that's been hit with coconut and chocolate.
Mm.
Are there pieces of coconut in this?
No. Well, I'm sure there was.
I see like little like thingies.
You shouldn't be drunk yet. There's nothing in there. This has been filtered. There's no way you're going to get coconut chunks in
it's
this.
It's just
thing.
A dirty cup.
That dusty speaker.
There is a thing in there.
What?
There's a couple things in there.
There's no things in there.
Yeah, there's floaties in mine.
What the?
Do you see?
No.
You look, floaties? Mine's speckled. Look.
Let me see your speckles.
You got to stand up and under the light.
All right.
They might be little bits.
I think it's coconut.
Oh, it might be coconut.
It might be. I think this is kind of like
I think you have a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Like old school Rita's. Yeah. You'd have little pieces of cherry in the cherry. And so, this is the same thing.
Yeah, but your pour was at the end, so maybe it is filtering out.
Yummy.
Oh, I got a floater. There's a little piece of coconut in there. I got a guy.
On behalf of Oscar Blues Brewery.
There is coconut in this thing.
I want to make a suggestion. Yeah. Let's stop calling them floaties and floaters.
No, they're not floaters. They're little pieces of love.
On behalf of Oscar Blues Brewery, let's not call them floaters or little pieces.
I just told you what they are. We have little bit.
Yummy. How about this? I think there's coconut.
No, there's little pieces of coconut love in mine.
Tiny, tiny, tiny pieces.
It's Flex or something.
What was good. That? What is that song?
Fleck is better.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Yeah. That one. We should just do exactly. You've got a lovely fleck of coconut.
Lovely piece of coconut love.
It's good.
Don't Google coconut love.
I love this.
Just making it.
I love porters.
Yeah, but this is delicious. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a sweet. You get a little bit of sweetness from the chocolate, and then somewhere in there is some coconut.
I have a challenge for anyone because I know when we talk about this, you like coconut. Nancy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
I will be like, I hate it. And you're like, you sound crazy. And then people will be like, I don't like it either. If you don't like coconut and you drink beer, seriously try this. If you would have said it's death by something, what do you think? I wouldn't have tasted the coconut.
You might have said death by chocolate.
I don't know what I would have said. Yeah. But knowing it has coconut in it and the fact that I'm like, I still don't taste it is, this is a great beer.
I like it a lot.
This is the first coconut product I think I've ever enjoyed.
I think it's
ever.
The first beer that I've drank that had little pieces of coconut
love in it. Yeah, little flex. Flex a
little. Don't even Google Lil Flex. I don't know who he is.
By the way, there's a candy called Coconut Love, so don't worry. You won't find something bad. Right, it's not like
so as soon
trouble.
As you told her not to Google it, she Googled
it. I did. I Googled it right up. I'm right on it. Like coconut flex in my beer. All over it.
All over
it. No, this is nice. It's very sporadic. It's fabulous. I love it.
All right. I want to hear Barsky say, I like coconut beer.
I'm going to say this. This is the most surprisingly good beer I've ever had on this show.
Hey,
ever. Because it's delicious. And I'd rather throw coconuts into the ocean.
He did just say deliterately.
Deliterately.
It's a new word.
I know a lot of fake words, but what's deliterally?
If you give me a coconut on an island, I'd throw it in the ocean. I don't like coconut
at all.
So
you're dying and you would not eat a coconut?
Nope, death. I would literally.
You take death on the island.
If it was the only food, it would be death by not eating coconut.
I don't believe
the name
you
of the spear
all.
Is death by coconut, not death or coconut.
Either way. This is stunningly great, even with the coconut pieces. I can't taste it. I'm coconut sensitive in my brain.
I think you like coconut. You just don't like coconut. You like the flavor.
I don't like it. Stop telling me I do.
You like the flavor. Yeah. You don't like the texture.
I don't know what it is.
It's a very mild. Once you say it, I can kind of taste it.
It's there. It's there.
It's so good. This is
coconut
yummy.
But you know what? I like it this way because it's not overpowering.
No,
when you get coconut in your
much.
Mouth on some coconut beers, it's like you don't taste anything else. This is done nice.
This is perfect.
I agree. I'm stunned that I'm saying I like this beer a lot.
Yeah.
And I would buy this and drink it at home.
You know what? I have an extra can. You can take home a
someday,
coconut beer.
We're going to do a little video and you're going to eat some coconut.
I'm going to crack the coconut up because he told me I can't get into it. And I'm going to make him eat it with a spoon.
I think you should have some coconut.
Now, hang on. You were just saying we're going to let you try it. He's over here torturing me. He's like, we're going to break it open
and force
you.
We'll go somewhere in the middle.
What if you bake it? Put a flake of coconut.
We'll starve you first.
I'll bring you a coconut cream donut.
Here's a challenge. Bake a cupcake and put like a random number of flakes in, and I'll tell you how many are in there. I'll bet I can find them. I'm telling you. Like, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm that sensitive to it.
Oh, wow. Well.
Except this beer.
I think if you were starving, you'd get it. All right. So the beer is Oscar Blues Death by Coconut.
The alcohol is only 6.5 for the record. But he's drinking it like it's 16.5.
I'm totally sober. Cutie, I'm good. I just have a good time here. We're having a good time.
All right. So you can get it.
Fun.
Try it out for yourself. Oscar Blues Death by Coconut Irish style porter. It's a porter, chocolate, coconut.
Literally one of the best beers you'll find.
And it's literally great. Don't be.
Many pieces of coconut love.
Yes. Have a great weekend. Enjoy that game tonight.
Oh, yeah.
and enjoy everybody else. What was it? Sansui Struggle or the Battle of the Bridges and all those other games. All right, the Friday Beer Buzz, powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. The greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers. Growlers and Crowlers, 43 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. It's the Friday Beer Buzz, bringing good beers and good people together. Deliterally.
Deliterally, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required. Just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most: running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Today is its National Kangaroo Awareness Day. Were you aware that there are kangaroos?
I wasn't.
It's also National Bologna Day.
Okay, we'll go on to bologna.
Bologna sandwich. All right, some of the things that happened on this day, October the 24th. Anna Edison Taylor, she's 43 years old, she was, in 1901. A 43-year-old widow, the first person to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel and live to tell about it. In 1908, baseball's anthem, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, was introduced by singer Billy Murray. On this date, 1929, stock market crash began on what's known as Black Thursday. The Dow Jones dropped 12.8%. The market collapsed 5 days later, starting the Great Depression. It was on this date, 1945, the United Nations officially came into existence as its charter took effect. 2002, I remember this one. Washington, D.C. sniper suspects John Allen Muhammad and Lee Boyd Malvo apprehended while asleep at a roadside rest stop.
That is one of the scarier times
it was.
In my adult life.
It really
and
was.
That was only about, it was about an hour away. It's bad. Mm-hmm.
2004, iTunes was added to 9 countries. So you think back and go, like, it's only that was 21 years ago. It just doesn't seem that way, does it? All right, let's take a look. A couple, when I say a couple, I mean two birthdays, celebrity birthdays today. You ready to play?
It's the celebrity birthday game.
Can
now
you handle
I'm ready.
It?
I can't. I'm going to turn to jelly.
Kevin Kline, A Fish Called Wanda, Dave,
been?
The Bills, Big Chill. I don't know.
Kevin!
Husband of?
Oh, hang on. Kevin Kline is married. This is going to make me mad. Who is it? She was trying to Phoebe Cates.
Oh, whoa. Phoebe Cates.
That's
yes.
It.
How
right.
old is he?
How'd I get that?
Oh,
whoa. He's like 73 now.
78.
Ooh.
Wow. I was surprised.
She's a lot.
That.
She must be. She's got to be younger than him.
Yeah, because I think she might only be in her late 50s. Why don't you look it up? All right.
I'll just watch Fast Times at Richmond High again.
Bill Wyman, former bass player of the Rolling Stones. How old do you think he is? Meanwhile, I will search out the Phoebe Cates.
I just think it was Charlie Watts. He always looked older. Bill Wyman, he's going to be about 84.
89.
Wow.
And Phoebe Cates is 62.
60. I'm still going to watch Fast Times. Because why not? I'm a red-blooded American man.
Oh, God. Jeez.
I'm not alone in that. Text and back me up, please, before I get an HR violation. I'm just. it's an iconic role is all I'm saying.
All right. Well, it's a Friday. We have two days for nobody to think about it. There will be no meetings because it's a Friday. And by Monday, HR will forget.
And there's no beer. That's just me saying, hey,
have
nice
a great
movie.
Weekend, everybody. And hopefully you get some good outdoors with pumpkin patches and all that fun stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.